And there's another film festival taking place in the Valley this weekend. The 7th Annual Human Rights Film Festival starts tomorrow at ASU. And the show's Lauren Gilger joins us with more on that. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. So this one's happening at the College Avenue Commons Auditorium in Tempe, and its goal is a little different, obviously. Over the weekend, there will be panel discussions, Q&As with filmmakers, and commentaries on a variety of human rights issues featured at this festival.
And so what kinds of issues are we talking about?
Right. So they're digging into everything from homelessness and immigrants' rights to restrictions on abortions and indigenous rights. In fact, on Sunday, they're hosting former ambassador to the UN Crispin Gregoire and activist Phyllis Young, who will be there to speak at about the protests at Standing Rock over the Dakota Access Pipeline. I spoke with LaDawn Hagland about this. She's an associate professor of justice and social inquiry at ASU, and she organizes the festival. And I asked her why she wanted to start this festival in the first place 7 years ago.
I teach about sustainability, globalization, economic justice, things like that. And it always occurred to me that students related with the information more easily when they could feel something at the same time. They could feel that there were people that were actually affected by the information that I was giving them. And so I decided to launch a film festival. And it started really small with some of my students and me. Who were excited about showing some films in a public venue and inviting people to come. And that's kind of how it started.
The goal then is to sort of give a face to these issues that you teach about?
Exactly. Not only for students, but also for faculty. It's for them. It's for community members who don't have an opportunity to go to the classroom. They have jobs, but they care about things that are happening in the world.
So what topics are you delving into this year? What films will be shown?
So this year, partly because of the kinds of polarization and fear and trauma that is happening around us and that we've seen in our students and that we've seen on our campuses, we're focusing on human rights violations that are happening within the United States. Oftentimes people in the United States think that human rights are for other countries. And I'm a strong proponent of recognizing human rights violations when they occur right in your own neighborhoods and your own communities and doing something about them. We have a panel on immigrant rights and well-being, and we have two really interesting, excellent films. One on a clinic, it's called Clínica de Migrantes, that serves undocumented patients who can't get health care elsewhere because they're undocumented, they're afraid of being taken into custody and deported, and they're sick and they need help. The other one is about the private for-profit prison system and how they are profiting from the imprisonment of detained migrants. Then finally, on Sunday, we'll be showing a couple of films that touch on the history behind indigenous struggles, in particular over land and resource extraction. And the films explicitly deal with an issue that has been in the headlines lately, which is the Dakota Access Pipeline.
So something like the Dakota Access Pipeline that became such a huge story nationally last year, do you think issues like that and presenting films on issues like that can allow you to sort of broaden the audience that's aware of these issues?
Oh, definitely. I think we get fatigued by just reading a Facebook feed that jumps from one topic to the other and has a lot of vitriol. And sometimes coming to a space, an actual physical space, where you have other people who are experts or are interested or care about the topic or who have experienced it themselves, it gives a whole different depth to the conversation. You're not in an echo chamber anymore. You're actually having a community discussion.
You mentioned there this idea of an echo chamber. So is the idea behind this festival also to sort of to not preach to the choir, to try to expand who it is that you're talking to and how you get these things out there?
Yeah, I mean, somebody asked me last week if it was going to be a liberal activity, this film festival. And it's an interesting question to me because if you believe in human rights, you almost automatically are liberal by that definition. And who wouldn't want to believe in human rights? Human rights are very, very basic things. It's not like everybody in Phoenix has a right to a swimming pool. But right to water, to drink, to bathe, to cook. That is a human right. So I think people don't understand that these are very basic things that we could all agree on. If our society is civilized, we don't want people to go without these very, very basic rights. We wouldn't want to go without them. And then once you've been able to overcome that boundary, that polarization between labels of left and right, you can actually have a conversation. Okay, we agree we don't want to live in a society where people suffer like this. What can we do? And that is sometimes where the polarization comes in, because mm-hmm. people have different views about what's to be done. But unless you can get together and both agree that these violations should be addressed, you can't even get to coming up with solutions that people can agree on. So that's the idea, is to help people to have conversations about solutions that would actually solve the problem.
All right. LaDawn Hagland is an associate professor of justice and social inquiry at ASU and is organizing the Human Rights Film Festival there this weekend. LaDawn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.